I suppose I've been around longer than Pride 48, so listening to the Little Fatty cast and Big Fatty and Archer and Omar, the other O, all those old shows. Listening to about one episode of Dubious Intent before I realised it was dumb and unsubscribed. So I think I found out Pride 48 somehow through one of those channels.
Well, it's... Yeah, I didn't even realise that Big Fatty existed before Pride 48, so it's...
Wow, he's pretty old.
I've been learning stuff. I've been learning
bloody
all this
old.
Stuff.
He's existed longer than any of us care to remember, I think.
Well, there was a big fatosaurus on one episode of my friend Ick, he found a big fatosaurus and recorded the sound of it. It was,
I'm sure it was horrifying.
Yeah, and there's also a poodle squeakosaurus as well. But these are very obviously quite ordinary animals. You know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I didn't even realise that Big Fatty existed.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode Big Fatty, You're Not Prepared, 3852, I say chew, the BFO for Thursday the 10th of November, 2022, y'all, coming up with today's... Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all gonna tell you all about my day and maybe a voice letter. Big Fatty. Hello, Nicola's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Nicola's. Big Fatty is at like Nicola. No. It's like the hurricane. It's the hurricane that's heading toward the Miami. Y'all, we're supposed to be getting, I don't know, 2 to 4 inches of rain Thursday and a Friday. And so y'all, anyway, y'all, we're gonna be batting down the hatches. We're not gonna get hurricane force impacts or anything, but we're gonna get a lot of rain, and they say that we're gonna get a lot of wind. So, Big Fatty, they could say that about you, the moistness and the wind from your butthole. Big Fatty, I am vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 10th of November, y'all, we have not one but two, I say chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, and y'all, I'm sure it's just a coincidence because y'all, these two are, y'all, they're like the Siamese twins. Big Fatty, do they purr? No, not Siamese, no, anyway, y'all, they're both on a little show over there in the UK. Y'all, in fact, you heard one of them at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, was it Scotty? No. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Shy Yeti. Big Fatty, we love the Shy Yeti. And Ick. Oh, Big Fatty, Ick. That's what, don't people say that about your butthole? Never mind, I've made it vulgar again. Anyway, so y'all not met the Shy Yeti or Ick in person, but I'm sure one day our paths will cross. Yes, Big Fatty, and you know, the Shy Yeti, y'all, did you hear? He's got the rheumatism. And so we're going to send out big celebration wishes to him and Ick. And y'all, if you see the Shy Yeti on the 20 or the Metaspace wish him and Ick a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and Big Fatty, I've lost control of my speaking abilities. Big Fatty, kind of like you did about 20 years ago. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake. Yes, buddy. Music, we do indeed. y'all, let's see. One moment, please. Y'all, I'm having the hot tea. Yes, we ready. let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I went to the doctor, and y'all, I thoroughly enjoy my, well, actually, I think I recorded after I got home, didn't I? Or did I? Anyway, I like my doctor, and y'all, I think we're going to get along just fine, anyway, y'all, had dinner with Olive and the girls and the Nip and y'all, I had, what did I have? Oh, I had the, y'all, I don't know if I did record before I think I did record before I left. anyway, y'all, I love my doctor. She spent lots of time with me y'all, I started off by telling her, I said, this is the first time in my life that I've had a female primary care physician. And I said, and I'm so looking forward to it. And then I told her I was a big old bobo honker. Beep, ready? And I asked her, I said, do you have other bobo honker clients? And she said she did. So anyway, I felt like we kind of hit it off, and it was she took the time, and you know, so many times a doctor rushes in and rushes out and all this kind of stuff, but this was our first visit, so it was, and plus it was my Medicare a wellness check. I know I've talked about this because I told you about having to draw the clock. Never mind, Big Fatty, when do you go to the memory doctor? Well, anyway, let's see. At supper, the soup was chicken and rice, and y'all, it was delicious. And with that, I got the Brussels sprout and Bafran solid, and y'all, it was real good. Y'all got back home. I know I did all of this because I recorded between the news and the Jeopardy. Anyway, y'all, I Big Fatty, you've pretty much wasted half the little show repeating yourself. Well, call this a crooked hat light. Watch the y'all, the Jeopardy last night, y'all. It was the practice round, it was that Amy and Matt and the crazy girl, whose name I can't remember right now, the young girl that, and y'all, Matea, y'all, they all did really well. And they weren't playing for money; they were playing for magic beans, I think. But so it was just a practice round for them, but it was fun, and they were having a good time with it also. And y'all, then I turned on the CBS and watched The election returns up until about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I was tired, so I hoisted myself into the chamber, and y'all, it's gonna be in the low 50s on Tuesday night. So y'all, I opened the windows and cranked up the electric camisole, and y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all woke up a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said no. And y'all, next time I woke up, it was 10 minutes to 7, and you know, Miss Gail King waits for none. And so y'all, between the time I went to bed and the time I got up, some things had changed because it was just the people were winning that weren't winning when I went to bed. One moment, please. But anyway, y'all, I got up. I had my coffee, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, read the paper, and then I was off. I was off to the vampire, Big Fatty, because, y'all, my doctor had ordered some blood test, and so the vampire's just, I don't know, less than 2 miles away, and so I went by there, and then I stopped and got me a chicken sandwich. Y'all, it was the Zaxby's. Was having the it was National Chicken Sandwich Day on Hump Day, and so it was buy one get one free. Big Fatty, we know you can't pass up a coupon. It's true. So I got a couple of those, and y'all. Then I went. I think I've got a slow leak in one of my tires, and I went by the. It's called the Gerald's Tires, and y'all, it was jam packed. It was going to be a 2-hour wait, and I said, I'm going to come back. I said, when's the best time to come? He says, right when we open. So, since I'm an early riser, I may get up and get on up there before they open at 7 a.m. in the morning tomorrow and have them take a look at that. And y'all then got home, did the morning nipple walk, did the big circle. They're still putting the decorations up, and y'all got back, and I had a message from the Nip. That says, are you going to the Von's East? I said, yes. So y'all, about 11:15 a.m. in the morning, we hopped into Ruby Red, and we were off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they didn't, I didn't really need much of anything, but they had some things that were on sale, and so I said, yes, I'll go and buy them. Y'all, first of all, the thing that surprised me the most, y'all, they had the Tom turkeys, the frozen Tom turkeys, the whole turkey, on sale for 39 cents a pound. 39 cents a pound. Y'all, normally I just get the turkey bazoon, but y'all, I thought, well, you know, this will make for some good turkey soup and all like that. Y'all, I bought a 10 pound, I guess it's about a 9 pound turkey for $3.55. Couldn't believe it. Y'all, they had the good dark chocolate M&M peanut on sale. Y'all, and this is one of my favorite candies. So I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, I was walking by. I was looking for my Bells and Stars cookeries they have at Crematoma and didn't see them. But y'all, I saw something that was the original lemon snap, like a ginger snap, but it's lemon. And I said, oh, that sounds good. So I got a bag of those. Y'all, they had the Rice Krispies on sale, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. They had chicken broth on sale, buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the hefty freezer bags on sale, two for $4, plus I had a coupon. Yeah, they had a little mini apple strudels, 4 count of those for $2. And y'all, just so Lori Warbucks is not disappointed, they had the Costello double blue cheese on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, I got some strawberry flavored cream cheese for those lemon snaps. I'm going to try those. And y'all, they had my laundry detergent. Didn't need it, but they had it on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, I spent $36.85, but I saved $41.45. Yes, Big Buddy! And y'all got back here to the villa, put away my provisions, and oh, y'all, the other thing, my doctor gave, called in a prescription for a new nasal spray for me to try to get this throat clearing mess under control. And y'all, I've taken one dose of it, and I know I've cleared my throat several times during the little show, but y'all, it seems to be on the first squirts seem to have at least helped. And I do it twice a day, and so y'all, we'll see how that goes. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I think I've mentioned on here, back in January, y'all, I was eligible to file for homestead exemption with the Charleston County government. And what it does is it in the year following when you turn 65, you can apply for homestead exemption, which takes $50,000 off the value of your house if it's your primary residence, and thereby lowering your tax bill. Well, y'all, I got my new tax bill. And it does show that they did apply the homestead exemption. Y'all, my taxes on the villa normally would have been $3,264.99 for the year, but y'all, with my homestead exemption and something here called the state property tax relief benefit, y'all, my taxes are now $1,291.54. Big Fatty. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, the Nip and Olive and I, y'all, we are going to a fancy smancy retirement community to have a dress up dinner with the lady that we usually go to the yacht club with, and y'all, it's just gonna be lovely. So we'll tell you all about that on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, what have you learned in all these years?
I didn't even realize that Big Fatty existed.
Oh, well, he does exist. If you don't see him, you're certainly going to be able to smell him.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.